You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Sunderland have won just once this calendar year. That was that amazing 4-0 win at Crystal Palace. Interestingly, both teams to score in Sunderland games has not landed since, I think I'm right in saying, the start of January, only twice this calendar year, and they've gone a remarkable amount of games without both teams scoring in all competitions. I think it's 8 now in all competitions where both teams haven't scored. That's partly because they don't score many themselves.
Yes,
Deeney
exactly.
to score and Watford to win was 2s, is now 5-2. Defoe to score, Sunderland to win was 5s, is now 7-1. Derek, this could potentially have all the hallmarks of that Palace game all over again, I suppose, but at the same time, it is very hard to back Sunderland, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you look at their recent record. The only game they scored in their last six was that ridiculous game at Palace when they won 4-0, when Palace was just so bad it was beyond belief. But they've had a tough run of fixtures in that time. You know, they played Tottenham in that time, they played Everton, they played Man City. At home to Burnley, maybe there was a chance there for them, but we've seen that Burnley are improving. So this is a fixture more within their compass. And Watford are beatable, aren't they? They are a beatable side. Southampton have beaten them. Palace have beaten them in recent weeks. I think it looks to me as though Watford got those two results around about, what, January, when they looked as though they were going to be plummeting towards the relegation territory. They beat Arsenal away and then they followed up with beating Burnley, and they looked all was well. And it almost looks as though they'd given up after that, though. We're safe now. Will they not? You know, a defeat here and it could really be up against them. What it boils down to in a fixture like this, when you can see any result happening, is that Watford are odds on and you don't back Watford are odds on. Generally, you never back Sunderland, but there's a glimmer there for me. They're keeping it tight at the back, and I still remember, I wish I hadn't seen this game because it's cost me a bundle in recent weeks, a 2-2 draw against Liverpool when they were unbelievable, Sunderland, that day. Now, if they can play half as well as that, as they did that day, they'll beat Watford. I'm tempted by those prices. I'm tempted. They've got to get a goal soon. They're a Premier League side, for God's sake. They've got an England striker playing for them. They've got to get a goal soon. I think it's too big, 7-2. I can see a Defoe 84th-minute goal in a 1-0 Sunderland win.
OK. That's specific. I like it. What do you think then, Tom? It is hard to back Sunderland, isn't it? That's the thing. But, to be fair, Watford are probably due a change of manager. They haven't done it for a fair few months now. But it is difficult to get a handle on this one, I thought.
Nothing is going to get like a testimonial, is me, the Watford manager, for surviving as long as he has. But, this at the price is, it's a punt, isn't it, on Sunderland? Because, you know, Sunderland at times this season, the 4-0 at Crystal Palace, the victory down at Bournemouth, every now and then there's this little surprise result from Sunderland that you maybe didn't see coming, or you might have thought they had a small, small chance. But this has got to be one that David Moyes has kind of targeted. You know, again, what's the international break been like for them? I just can't back Watford. I mean, it's 17-20. It doesn't interest me in any way. Sunderland very much do. You know, Jermaine Defoe, the week he's had, you know, I think he'll continue that. And if they can get some service up to him, I just think, again, first goal sort of crucial in this game. So I can see Sunderland, I don't see them getting out of trouble, but I definitely see this is a very, very winnable game for them. And 7-2 is not bad at all. And that's, I mean, I'm if Sunderland win, Jermaine Defoe's going to score. So scrap the 7-2 and play Jermaine Defoe to score Sunderland to win at 7-1. I mean, you know, it's. I don't think it's even a debate to be had. If Sunderland win, Jermaine Defoe scores, so you're much better off taking the 7-1. And that's what I'll be playing and hoping that Sunderland, you know, they're kind of usual end of season flurry begins now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.